Good morning, church. Welcome to Koinonia. We are so glad you worship with us this morning. If this is the first time you are joining us, welcome. Please take a moment to complete our online connect card so that we can get to know you better and also pray for you. In light of the recent rising COVID-19 cases in BC, the pastoral team has made a very difficult decision before Christmas. We have decided to suspend all in-person worship until further notice. I know, for the pastoral team, this is not an easy decision. But in order to protect everyone's health, we believe that this is a responsible decision to be made and must be made. So, please continue to join our online worship every Saturday at 9:15 a.m. As for Kapos and youth worship, we will also delay our in-person worship until further notice. But meanwhile, Kapos and Youth Worship is planning to resume our online service in February. If you have already registered your kid for Kapos or Youth Worship, our team will contact you shortly about the February arrangement. But if you have not registered your kid for Kapos or Youth Worship, all you need to do is visit our church website, english.mykc.ca, to complete the online registration. As we prepare ourselves to worship this morning, let me invite you to stand. For January, we will be studying the book of Psalms and explore about walking into the unknown. And this morning, let's begin worship with God's comforting word from Psalm 23. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pasture. He leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in path of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For You are with us. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemy. You anoint our heads with oil. Our cups overflow. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Church, let's bless the Lord with all our souls and worship His holy name.
My soul, worship. worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name.
So we pour out our we pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
So we pour out our praise to you only. So we pour out our praise to you only. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you.
Stop working, you never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Stop, you never stop working. Even
You know that some of us are going through raging storms that may seem too fierce for us to get through. And at times, we could not even see you or feel you. We might think that you have abandoned us or even forgotten about us. But God, you have reminded us today that not even the most furious storm would override your very presence. The darkness will fall, the clouds together, shadow will come, and waves will roar. But you will be there, and you are right here. God, help us to anchor our trust in you and you alone. For you are the faithful God. You are the way maker. You are the miracle worker. You are the promise keeper. You are the light in the darkness. That is who you are. That is who you are. God, we praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, please be seated.
After struggling in the so-called new normal for over 20 months, I'm sure most of us would have thought that as more and more people got vaccinated, life would soon to be back to the so-called normal, or at least life should be more predictable in the new year, right? But because of the sudden surge of the Omicron variant before Christmas, everything has changed once again. At the beginning of yet another new year, we seem to be back to square one. We seem to be losing all the confidence and certainty that we once had last year. As for Koinonia, if you have been following our announcement, today, January the 8th, 2022, was supposed to be a big day for us. When we enter into full reopening, when Cantonese service, English worship, youth service, and also kapos are back to in-person gathering. But because of all the new COVID restriction right before Christmas, our full reopening will need to be delayed. Our staff team need to continue to work in this studio environment, and we, as a congregation, will need to continue meeting online once again. As we look back to the past 20 plus months, I'm sure many of us would feel sad, disappointed, or even angry. And I'm sure you could count all the losses we went through. Some of us may miss your high school graduation prom. You missed your graduation trip to Korea. You missed living on campus at your university first year. You missed your annual vacation either to Taiwan or Europe. You missed your best friend wedding in California, or you missed your grandma's funeral in Hong Kong. As we look forward into 2022, I'm sure we all have different degree of anxiety. No one can tell you now how the class of 2022, the graduation class, will be like. If you're planning to get married in this summer, no one can guarantee how many guests can attend your wedding or even whether you can have an in-person wedding at all. Or if you are planning to go to Asia this year, no one now can guarantee whether you can even fly at all. Facing all the sadness, all the disappointment in 2021, and facing all the unknowns in 2022, where can we turn to and find hope? Where can we turn to and find courage? And as Jesus' followers, in light of all the unfavorable situation in life, where can we turn to and find the strength to take care and cultivate the well-being of our soul as we are walking into the unknown? In fact, God has already given His people a special handbook for soul cultivation. This special handbook is in fact the 150 chapters of Psalms in the Old Testament. The Psalms are poetry, praise songs, and prayer books for the people of God. The Psalms train the Israelites to know God's name, His character, and His work. It shapes them into a people of faith to reflect His image and glory, especially in different challenging times. So for the rest of January, we will treat the book of Psalms as a handbook for our soul. And we will also treat the writer of the psalm, the psalmist, as our expert of soul cultivation. Are you ready? Today, we'll meet one of the experts. His name is David, or commonly called King David in the Old Testament. David was an expert in soul cultivation, and he went through a lot of crises in his life. He was involved in power struggles, family issues, and even marriage problems as well. In spite of all those crises, David continued to thrive in his life. And one of the reasons attributing to this is the fact that David did not neglect in taking care of the well-being of his soul. And today, we will focus on Psalm 34, one of the many psalms written by David. And let's take a look at the first three verses of this Psalm 34. David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul maketh boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Take a look at the choice of word that David used. Bless, boast, and magnify. David praised God continually. He took pride in the Lord. But instead of keeping all this boasting on a personal level, David took it a step further. He invited others to join him to magnify the Lord and exalt His name together as a community. Perhaps you would notice that this verse looks familiar in many other psalms. Yes, you are correct. And perhaps you might even wonder, the idea of praising God, well, is nothing new. 2022, you know, we know this already in the past years. But as we take a closer look at this Psalm 34, there is something surprising. If you pay attention to the subheading of this Psalms, in the ESV version, it says, of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech so that he drove him out and he went away. The subheading gave us the context with which the psalm was composed, or the story behind the psalms. It points to the story behind why David was praising God, why David took his time to write this long psalm to praise God. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, which is the earlier part of the Old Testament, we read that David was actually in trouble. David was running from Saul, and Saul has vowed to kill him because of jealousy. David ran to Gath and to King Achish. He wanted to seek refuge in Gath. He told the people there that he had come to join the army. But when the servant of King Achish saw him, they said, "Can this be David, the famous David? Is this the one they sing at their dances? Saul kills by 1,000 and David by 10,000. When David realized that he has been recognized, he knew that this was not the right place to stay and hide anymore. He then tried to figure out how to get out from this King Achish. So right there, while they were looking at him, David pretended to go crazy, pounding his head on the city gate and foaming at the mouth, spit dripping from his beard. And because of this, he was refused admittance to the army. Achish took one look at him and said to his servant, 'Can you see he's crazy? It's not normal. Why did you let him in here? Don't you think I have enough crazy people to put up with at this without adding another, get him out of here. As we read on, we are relieved to know that David's plan actually worked out. And the king of Gath really thought that David was a madman. So David was kicked out from the house of the king. This is a story behind the Psalm 34, the song about thanksgiving. So let's go back to Psalm 34 once again. When we read this psalm, we cannot just read through it without knowing the context. And behind Psalm 34, there is a story about David running from his life from Saul. So in the middle of all the chaos, all the challenges, we might ask this following question. How did David keep himself sane in the midst of all the chaos? How did David do that? In Psalm 34, verse 4 to 7, we notice that David did something particular in order to keep himself sane. Instead of just complaining about how tough life was, running from one place to the other, David actually recalled something about the Lord has done in his own life. Let's take a look at these three verses. David said, I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. Let's take a closer look at all the key words being used by David to describe what the Lord has done in those difficult moments in his life. He answered me, He delivered me from all my fears. He heard my cry. He saved me from all my troubles. He also sent angels to encamp around me. So those are all the things that the Lord has done, not in theory, but in his personal life of David. This is quite an impressive list, right? About what God has done. And when we connect what we have heard in the first three verses with this verse 4 to 7, now we can see a much bigger picture. David did not praise God for no reason. David was praising and thanking a God who has been his personal protector. In many life and death situations of his life, God was his protector when he was running away from Saul, the most almost powerful person at the time in Israel. God was David's protector when he was trapped under a foreign king. God, the King of Kings, was David's protector, deliverer, and rescuer. So after reading the first seven verses of the psalm, perhaps you would have the following question. Is there a reason why God would do this for David? Or simply, why did God rescue David? Let's take a closer look at the next section of the psalm. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. The young lions suffer wants and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. From verse 8 to 10, we notice that there's a reason why God answered David, why He delivered him. It is because of His goodness. It is because God is good. But as we describe God as good, let's first clarify one thing. We describe God as good, not just because God gives us many good things and blessing, just like Santa Claus give you gift, right? God is good means that God is not evil. God is not evil. There's no evil in Him. He oppresses evil. He stands against evil. And because of God's goodness, He protects His people. He delivers His people from the hands of the evil ones. Think about Noah, another person in the Old Testament. And here in Genesis it says, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thought of his heart was only evil continually," in Genesis chapter 6. Here we learn that the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intention of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was planning, actually, originally, to blot out all the creatures from the face of the land, but there was an exception. So let's take a look at Genesis chapter 6. "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Because of God's goodness, he protected his people. He delivers people from the hands of the evil ones." So when we go back to the story of David in Psalms, when we ask about why did God protect David, we notice it is God's pattern. Because of the goodness of God, He oppresses evil. He stands against evil. Because of God's goodness, He is on the side of the righteous. He protected His people, and He delivered His people from the hands of the evil ones. And besides simply praising God for His deliverance, David also issued a call for the community to come and learn about the fear of the Lord. And besides calling others to magnify the Lord together, David showed people how to take good care of our life as well. In verse 11 of chapter 24 of Psalm, it said, "Come, O children, listen to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and love many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from your speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." In response to what God has done in his life, the goodness and the deliverance, David set himself apart from evil. He kept his tongue from evil. He turned away from evil. He picked the side of God. When temptation comes, instead of siding with evil, he chooses to do good. He will not compromise with the evil people, nor become a part of it. So, what can we learn from David in keeping ourselves sane in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the uncertainty in 2022? In spite of all the challenging experience in life, how was David being trained and equipped so that he could see the hands of God working in his life among all the chaotic situation? From what we have studied in Psalm 34, we notice that David learned from life experience that God is good. And because of His goodness, we therefore continually turn ourselves away from evil and do good. So let me point out two practical ways we can engage in cultivating our soul in this challenging time. First, about remember His goodness. Remember, in the beginning of our message, we have recounted how much we have lost in the pandemic. But let me encourage you, besides crying over all the losses, think about how you have experienced God's goodness in the past month. You may not be able to fly to Asia, but you have discovered all the local parks that you have never explored in Vancouver, in Richmond, or in Burnaby. You might miss your good friend's wedding in California, but through Zoom, you were able to reconnect with your high school friend you haven't seen for decades. So let me encourage you. Before we are rushed into all the busyness once again in this new year, at the beginning of 2022, let's plan to take a time out, maybe a 60-minute or 90-minute break. Perhaps right after this online worship on a Saturday afternoon, or maybe a Sunday morning. And during this 60 or 90 minutes, try to reflect and put down in your journal how you have been experiencing God's goodness in this past 20 months. And after reflection, after the journaling, spend time giving thanks to what the Lord has done. And I'm sure as you reflect, as you take time, as you write it down, as you pray about it, you will have a very different perspective about where you are. And besides receiving God's goodness, let me also challenge you, despite of all the uncertainty in 2022, choose to side with God and do good in 2022. God is a God of justice. God is a God of mercy. In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, the prophet called God's people to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. At a time of uncertainty, we should also share God's character and pursue what is good, what is just, and what is merciful. I still remember almost 2 years ago in our English Oikos, back in 2019, we were doing a project based on a book called What Can I Do? We have been exploring different social issues, both local and also global. To name a few, we talk about child cyber sex trafficking in the Philippines. We talk about organ trafficking in many developing countries, especially in Asia. We talk about also local problems in our own land. For example, missing indigenous women in Canada, food waste in Canada, children and youth mental health in British Columbia, and also homelessness in Richmond. And suddenly, through all the project for almost half a year, our concern has been widened. We are not just concerned about Koinonia, our little family, little faith community, but what happened in the community and in the real world. So despite all the uncertainty in this coming year, let me encourage you to really think about, because God is good and Him, there's no evil. Let's keep on turning away from evil and do good. So after studying these Psalms together, let me invite you to stand and have a prayer together. Dear God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for revealing you are good and you are the faithful one. So Lord, in this morning, as we are entering into a new year of unknown, Lord, help us to cultivate our soul. Help us to remember your goodness. Help us to turn away from evil and help us to side with you and do good together in this coming year. Even though we don't know how Omicron variant will be affecting us in this coming months, Lord, we trust that you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the one who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. You already won the battle. So Lord, help us. Help us keep focused in you and you alone, and help us have the courage to keep following you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we conclude our worship this morning, let me encourage you to support and participate in the ministry of Koinonia through offering. For online offering, you can go to our church website, english.mykc.ca. And now let's keep on standing for the benediction. And I'll be blessing you with the blessing from the book of Hebrews. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Go in, please, and have a blessed week.